Today we continue our study on the book of Genesis.
今日咧，我哋继续系讲解创世记。
We want to leave behind chapter 1 and go on to chapter 2.
讲完第一章啦，要去今日咧要去到第二章。
We've learned in the past, chapter 1 should end in chapter 2 and verse 3.
过去我哋讲过啦，第一章咧其实应该系停喺第二章嘅第三节。
Chapter 2 should really start from verse 4.
第二章應該是從第四節先開始。
So today we begin from Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4.
所以今天我們從二章四節開始。
2-4 starts a new section. What do you see are the first two words?
二章四節是開始一個新的段落了。大家看到頭兩個字是什麼嗎？
When I study the Hebrew original,
當我看回希伯來的原文，
the first two words are Ele Todot.
二章四節的頭兩個希伯來文字咧係 ele todot。
Actually, the Hebrew is in plural。
依個希伯來文咧係複數嚟。
And this means these are the generations or records。
意思咧就係話這是嘅後代或者嘅來歷。
But in your Chinese translation, these two opening words are put at the end of a sentence.
但喺我哋嘅中文譯本咧，呢兩個開頭嘅字咧就擺咗去句子嘅結尾，即係話創造天地嘅來歷乃是這樣。
But this word todot is a structural clue.
呢兩個字咧係俾到我哋一個結構上嘅提示。
Every time todot, generations or records appears.It signals to the readers a new section has begun.
每逢 todot 出現嘅時候咧，其實佢係提示緊我哋一個新嘅段落開始啦。
Now, this new section spans from chapter 2, verse 4, all the way to chapter 4, verse 26.
其實整個段落咧係從二章四節至到四章嘅廿六節。
How do we know that?
我哋點知呢
？Because the next time todot occurs, generations or records.Will be in chapter 5, verse 1.
因為下一個嘅 todot 再出現嘅時候咧，就已經係去到五章嘅一節啦。
Let's trace these structural clues.
咁我哋即管咧去跟蹤住呢一個語文上嘅結構。
Chapter 2, verse 4 says, "This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day when Yahweh God made heaven and earth."
二章四節嘅開始咧，就係講到創造天地嘅來歷。在耶和神造天地的日子乃是这样。
Let's come quickly to the next section, chapter 5, verse 1.
下一个段落呢就去到五章一节的了。
This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day when God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
亚当的后代记在下面，当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的。
This is the beginning of a new section.
这个就是一个新段落的开始。
And where does it end?
段落的结尾是在哪里呢？
The end of this section is in chapter 6, verse 8.
这个段落的结尾就是六章的八节。
How do I know that?
我又怎么知道呢？
Because the next time the clue, Ele Todot, appears, will be in chapter 6, verse 9.
因为下一个 Ele Todot,出現的時候就是六章九節。
Well, let's read chapter 6, verse 9.
我們讀六章九節。
These are the generations of Noah.
挪亞的後代記在下面。
Which means the previous section should end at chapter 6, verse 8.
意思就是上一個段落就在六章八節結束。
Now, why am I telling you all these?
那我講這些有什麼用呢？
Because in order to understand the Bible correctly, we must understand the writer's line of thought.
因為假如我們想正確的明白聖經的話，我們必須要跟蹤作者的思路。
First section then, chapter 1.
第一個段落是第一章。
It's about God creating the universe and all living things on earth, and above all, humankind.
就是關於神創造天地、宇宙啦，同埋地球啦，同埋地上嘅一切生物，最後包括係人類。
Humankind being the highest of God's creation.
人類咧就係神創造最高等嘅被造物。
Humans alone are God's image on earth.
唯有人類啊，係按照神嘅形象被造。
The second section, chapter 2.
第二個段落咧就係第二章。
The focus shifts from the earth to the first husband and wife.
依個焦點咧就從地球咧集中喺第一個 丈夫第一个妻子身上。
That means the first man and the first woman。
意思即系话第一个男人，第一个女人咯。
But before section 2 ends，
喺第二个段落结束之前。
Chapter 3 to chapter 6 tells us the decline of mankind.
第三、第六章呢，就講到人類嘅墮落啦。
Man and woman were created not long after mankind began to decline.
就係人類被造咗設出嚟之後冇幾耐呢，就開始墮落啦。
The earth was affected.
地球是受到影響。
In fact, the rest of the universe are affected.
事實上咧，係整個嘅宇宙都受到影響。
Now today we want to come to the second section.
今日咧，我哋嚟到第二個段落。
Starting from the focus on the first man and the first woman.
個焦點咧就落喺第一個男人同第一個女人身上。
And before we close today,
今日我哋結束之前咧
，we also want to look at the decline of mankind.
我哋亦都會提到咧人類墮落。
Let's start from chapter 1 and verses 27 to 28.
我们从第一章的27至28节开始看。
Chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it.And rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Both male and female are created in God's very image.
男同女呢，都是按照神的形象被造的。
Both sexes are equally dear to God.
两个性别对神来讲都是很宝贵。
Let's continue to chapter 2.
我们继续看第二章。
We'll begin from verse 21 on to 25.
我们从21节开始看到25节。
So Yahweh God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. And Yahweh God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man, and brought her to the man. 23. And the man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman.Because she was taken of man. The word woman in Hebrew original is actually woman or wife. She shall be called woman or wife, because woman was taken out of man. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked, but were not ashamed.
廿一节，亚肥神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。亚肥神就用那人身上所取的肋骨，造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。那人说：这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称他为女人，因为他是从男人身上取出来的。因此。人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
As I said, the Hebrew word isha means both woman or wife.
正如我所讲啦 ，isha 呢个希伯来文呢系解作女人或者妻子。
This section is actually talking about the first husband and wife.
呢个段落咧，其实就系讲紧第一个。丈夫同第一个妻子。
This is also the first marriage of mankind.
咁亦都系人类历史上嘅第一段婚姻啦。
First 21 to 23.
廿一至到廿三节咧系。
Here God is teaching the first man to love and cherish his wife.
呢度咧系讲紧神点样教男人去珍惜佢嘅太太。
Adam understands, the wife is flesh of my flesh, bone of my very bones, she is part of me. The two of us is actually one.
这个男人首先就知道了，女人是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，这两个人要成为一体。
My wife, my woman is no ordinary being.
我的妻子，我的女人不是一个普通的人。
She is part of me.
她是我的一部分。
And I'm part of her.
我也是她的一部分。
We are one.
我们是一。
And then God teaches the man to remain faithful to his wife.
咁神咧又教呢个男人咧要对呢个女人忠心到底。
A man should leave the father and the mother, but the man should cleave to his wife.
呢个男人啊要离开自己嘅父母，但系要与妻子联合。
So let's go on to chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
我哋去到第五章嘅第一节同埋第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam.In the day when God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them, male and female, and he blessed them, and named them man, or human, in the day when they were created.
第一节，亚当的后代记在下面。当神造人的日子，是照着自己的样式造人，并且造男造女，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。
Human beings are absolutely unique.
人類是絕對的獨特的。
You will not find any species of animal or plants anywhere like humans.
你再找不到另一樣動物或者植物可以跟人類相比。
Not even close.
接近都不接近。
Not even like.
相似都不相似。
In the whole of the universe, only you and me are created and designed in God's image.
在整个宇宙来讲，唯有你和我人类是按照神的形象被造。
Not only are men are so.
不单止男人是这样。
Women also.
女人都是。
Female and male are equally in the image of God.
论神的形象来讲，男人和女人都有。
Both sexes are dear to God.
两个性别对神来讲都是宝贵。
Let's come to the end of this section.
我们去到这个段落的尾了。
Chapter 6, verse 1 to 8.
就是第六章的一至八节了。
I ask Olive to read in Chinese to save time.
第六章的第一至八节我就读中文。当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选，娶来为妻。亚腓说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可到120年。那时候有位人在地上，后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，那就是上古英武有名的人。亚腓见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶，亚腓就后悔做人在地上，心中忧伤。亚腓说，我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。唯有挪亚在亚腓眼前蒙恩。
And Yahweh God saw that the wickedness of human beings on earth was very great.
亚腓见到人类在地上的罪恶很大。
Immorality of mankind on earth was very serious.
就是人类的道德败坏是非常的严重。
Not just in actions,
不单只是行为上，
but also in thoughts and attitudes,
还有是在思想态度上。
Verse 5 tells us, every intent of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil and continually so.
第五節咧就講到人喺地上嘅罪惡好大，越嚟越罪惡。
Today we want to have a double focus.
今日我哋想有兩個焦點。
The first focus would be about man and woman, the two sexes.
第一個焦點咧就係有男人有女人兩個性別。
The second focus would be about the moral decline of mankind.
第二個焦點咧就係關於人類嘅道德嘅墮落。
In the past week, I was gripped by two separate pieces of news from the world.
過去一個禮拜咧，我睇咗兩段新聞，抓住咗我嘅注意。
The first news came from India.
第一段新聞咧係嚟自印度嘅。
The second piece of news comes from the UK.
另外一段新聞係嚟自英國。
Let me talk about Delhi, the capital of India.
我先講下印度嘅首都。
It's about a gang rape that happened in Delhi.
都係關於輪奸嘅案件。
A British filmmaker has made a documentary.
英國有一個電影製作人去將佢做成電影。
The documentary is called India's Daughter.
呢個紀錄片咧，題目叫做《印度的女兒》。
And it is showing already on BBC Story Field.
現在咧 ，BBC 你都已經睇到噶啦。
For those of you who do not know about the Delhi rape,
如果你唔知道呢一件新聞嚇呢個輪奸嘅案件咧
，Let me tell you about it.
我就講俾大家知啊。
On December the 16th, 2012.
在2012年的12月16日
A 23-year-old young woman
是一名23歲年少的女仔
Had been to see a film with a male friend
她就跟一個男朋友一起去看戲
When the film finished
看完戲之後
They wanted to go home
那就想回家
At 8:30 PM
在晚上8點半
The two of them boarded An off-duty private bus.
咁佢哋就登上咗一部巴士，部巴士咧係一部私家嘅巴士，準備下班嘅。
After they paid their fares,
佢哋俾咗巴士費之後
，they found there were only six men on the bus.
喺巴士上咧有六個男人
，including the male driver.
包括呢個司機。
Five adults.
有五個成人。
One juvenile.
一個青少年。
The juvenile was only 17.
青少年只有17歲。
These six men are friends from the same neighborhood in Delhi.
呢六個男士咧，其實佢都係鄰舍啦。
They know each other.
互相相識嘅。
The men began to beat up the male friend.
嗰啲幾個男人咧就開始打呢一個男仔。
And then each of them raped the woman in turn.
然後咧，呢幾個男人咧輪流嘅輪奸呢個女仔。
After that, they beat her up with a piece of iron instrument.
之後咧，佢哋用一條鐵嘅工具咧嚟到打佢哋。
Because the young woman fought back.
打嗰個女仔，因為呢個女仔咧想反抗。
And then they threw the two of them, the two bodies, out of the bus onto the roadside.
打完之後咧，就抌咗佢哋出車外。
A few days later, the woman died from her very serious injuries.
咁幾日之後，呢個女人死咗啦，有好嚴重嘅傷。
The young man survived.
呢個男仔咧就生還。
Angry public protests erupted in India.
就喺印度咧引起公憤。
The reason was that this wasn't the first time a woman was raped in India.
原因咧就係呢個都唔係第一次一個印度嘅女仔被人強姦。
According to the latest Indian government figures,
按照最近嘅印度嘅政府數據啦
，In India, a woman is raped once every 20 minutes.
喺印度咧，每20分鐘啊就有一個女性被強姦。
That's why there was a public outcry.
所以唔怪得咧，又引起公憤。
Hang the rapist! Hang the rapist!
要將嗰啲強姦犯咧吊死，要將佢哋吊死。
We want change. We want change.
我哋要改革。
So all the six men were arrested.
所以六個男人咧都被捕。
All were charged with rape and murder.
每一個都被控強姦同埋謀殺。
But because one was only 17,
因為其中一個只有17歲。
This young man will be released from prison by December this year.
呢個男仔咧，去到今年嘅年尾12月咧，就會被釋放。
The other one more, an adult committed suicide in prison.
另一個犯人咧，就喺坐監嘅時候自殺咗。
The rest of the four men were all charged with murder and sentenced to be hanged.
所以，其餘嘅四個男人咧，都係判咗死刑啦。
The filmmaker went to the prison and interviewed one of the six rapists.
咁呢個英國嘅製片人呢，就親身去到監獄裏邊訪問其中嘅犯人。
By the way, all the men, the five men, were in the 23, 26, 28 years old.
呢幾個強姦犯呢，其實都係24歲啊、26歲啊咁樣。
Ordinary citizens of Delhi.
係 Delhi 印度嘅普通嘅市民。
They're not gangsters.
佢哋唔係嗰啲黑社會成群出外嗰啲。
They're not members of a triads.
佢哋唔係黑社會嘅人。
The name of this man being interviewed is Mukesh Singh.
咁呢個被訪嘅強姦犯咧叫做 Mukesh Singh.
This is what he said.
咁以下咧就佢講嘅一番話啦。
And I quote: "A decent girl won't roam around at 9 o'clock at night."
我就照講佢嗰番話。佢話一個正經嘅女仔啊，唔會夜晚晚九點咧仲喺街上行嚟行去嘅。
For rape to happen.
咁如果係強姦案發生嘅話。
The girl is far more responsible than the boy.
女仔咧係比男仔要負嘅更大嘅責任。
You know, housework and housekeeping is for girls to do.
啊，因為咧做家務咧係俾女仔做嘅。
Not roaming in disco bars at night.
女仔咧係唔應該喺個 disco 嗰度啊，或者啲 bars 嗰度咧嚟到夜晚晚咧喺嗰度出入。
Doing wrong things,
做一啲錯嘅事。
Wearing wrong clothes,
著一啲唔正經嘅衣服。
People had a right to teach bad girls a lesson.
所以人咧係有權去教育呢啲壞女孩。
The last thing he said caused fury in India.
佢最後一句所講嘅咧，就引起整個印度嘅公憤啦。
He then said,
佢就咁講。
When being raped, a girl shouldn't fight back.
佢話：當一個女仔被強姦嘅時候，佢唔應該反抗。
She should just be silent.
佢應該唔出聲。
There were two defence lawyers who represent the six men.
呢六個強姦犯咧有一個辯護律師嘅。
Two.
有兩個辯護律師。
The filmmaker also interviewed both lawyers.
咁呢個英國製片家咧，亦都訪問咗呢兩個辯護律師。
Mr. Sharma, a first lawyer, said this.
第一個辯護律師 Mr. Sharma 就咁講啦。
I quote, "In our society,"
我就照講，喺我哋嘅社會啊
，We never allow our girls to go out from our house after 6:30 or 7:30 or 8:30 in the evening.
我哋嘅國家係唔容許一個女仔咧係夜晚從6:30啊、7:30、8:30出街嘅。
Girls must not go out with any unknown person except her father or her grandfather.
喺晚上咧，一個女仔係唔可以走出街嘅，除非佢同自己嘅爸爸啊、阿爺啊咁樣先至可以。
If you are talking about a man and a woman in India becoming friends,
如果你講緊係一個男女喺印度係交朋友嘅話
，Oh, sorry, that doesn't happen.In our society,
但佢話好對唔住喎，咁呢個情況咧根本喺我哋國家咧，我哋嘅社會係唔會發生嘅。
In India, we have the best culture in the world.
整個世界裏邊咧，我哋嘅文化係最好嘅。
In our culture, there is no place for a woman.
喺我哋嘅文化裏邊咧，女人係冇地位嘅。
End quote.
講完啦。
Does this make sense to you?
你覺得合唔合理啊
？Can you understand this?
你能唔能夠理解呢番話
？That 23-year-old young woman was not doing bad things.
呢個23歲嘅女仔，佢都冇做壞事。
She did not dress indecently that night.
佢嗰晚啊，都冇著啲唔正經嘅衫。
Something is very wrong with the rapist's attitude.
咁睇嚟咧，係強姦犯嘅思想態度有問題啦。
Something is very wrong with the lawyer's thinking.
嗰啲辯護律師嘅思想啊，都好大問題。
I dare say something is wrong with Indian culture。
我夠膽咁講咧，就係印度嘅文化都有啲問題。
Let me read to you the reply of a second lawyer。
我讀俾大家聽，第二個辯護律師點講。
The second lawyer's name is A.P. Singh。
佢嘅名咧叫做 A.P. Singh。
And I quote。
我照截錄佢所講嘅説話。
If my daughter or sister engage in premarital sex。
佢話：如果係我嘅女兒或者我嘅姊妹啊，做咗婚前性行為嘅事咧
，and allowed herself to lose face，
令到佢自己冇面啦
I would most certainly take her to my farmhouse.
我咧就一定会将佢带去我嘅农村嘅一间屋。
And in front of my entire family,
就喺我整个家人嘅面前。
I will pour petrol on her head.
我会向佢淋电油。
And I will set her alight.
跟住我会着火。
End quote.
讲完。
What's wrong with this lawyer's thinking, anyways?
啊，呢啲辩护律师嘅思想啊，真系有问题。
That woman had been to see a film with a friend.
嗰个年轻嘅女仔只不过系同一个朋友一齐去睇电影。
That woman was not guilty of engaging in premarital sex.
呢个女仔根本就冇同人发生婚前性行为。
What is wrong with an Indian woman and Indian young man going to see a film together?
咁一个年轻人男仔女仔去睇电影有咩问题呢
？Can't the defence lawyer tell the difference？
咁难道呢啲辩护律师啊咁简单嘅道理
都
分唔识分咩
？How could he reply in such a way？
回答佢点可能咁样回答嘅呢
？What is behind the man's mentality, anyways？
喺呢啲人嘅背后，佢哋嘅思想系点嘅呢
？Now we should respect a diversity of cultures。
嗱，我哋系应该尊重唔同国家嘅文化。
Different countries have different cultures.
不同的国家有不同的文化。
I, for one, respect Indian culture.
我当然尊重印度的文化。
But when an Indian man say, a woman has no place in our society, then it is wrong.
但是当一个印度男人这样说，一个女人在我们的社会里面是没有地位的，那这个肯定是错了。
As if the man is saying,Women has no place except for men's pleasure.
因为咁样讲咧，就好似等于话女人系冇地位嘅，除咗佢系为男人俾佢哋快乐啊，性方面嘅快乐。
Or to say, man is all important, woman is nothing.
换句话讲咧，男人咧先至系重要，女人系冇地位。
Now, if that is part of Indian culture, it's wrong.
嗱，如果呢一种思想。是印度的文化一部分呢，那就错了。
Before God, the Bible tells us, in worth and dignity, man and woman are equal.
圣经告诉我们，在神的面前，论价值，论尊严，男人和女人是同等的。
Let's read one more time, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
我们重新再看看创世纪的第五章。第一至二节，第五章一至二节。
Genesis 5, 1 and 2. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day when God created man, he made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female, and he blessed them and named them man in the day when they were created.
亚当的后代记在下面。当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的。并且做男做女，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。
You see, the word man in Hebrew, Adam, actually means human beings.
亚当被称为男人，其实意思即系呢个字咧，希伯来语咧即系人咁解。
Which means both men and women are human beings.
即系话男人女人都系人。
Both sexes are made in God's image.
两个性别都是按照神的形象被造。
And God blesses men, God blesses women, the two sexes are no different.
神祝福男人又祝福女人，两个性别没有分别。
I'll say to India,
我会跟印度这样讲。
And I say to Indian culture,
同埋我会跟印度的文化这样讲。
I want to say to this defense lawyer in India,
我想同呢个印度嘅辩护律师讲
，discrimination against women has no place in God. It has no place in this world.
神啊，系唔能够容忍到歧视女人呢、这个世界都容忍唔到嘅。
India must change their culture.
印度佢哋嘅文化一定要改变。
Not only India.
唔单止印度嘅。
Any country.
任何一个国家。
Any people.
任何一个人。
Any culture that abuses women must change.
任何一个文化，佢哋系侮辱女人嘅，就一定要改啦。
The second piece of news that caught my attention past week came from the UK.
另一段新闻令到我瞩目嘅咧，发生喺英国。
It's about child sexual exploitation in the UK.
系关于喺英国啊， 有人利用兒童賣淫的事。
First, it was found that such thing took place in a city called Rotherham.
首先呢，這些事呢，被查到呢，是發生在 Rotherham 這個城市。
Rotherham is a small city near Sheffield.
Rotherham 這個市呢，是近住 Sheffield 這個市的。
It became a big thing.
成為一件很大的新聞。
And it triggered an inquiry.
是刺激到呢，議會是要去徹查。
But the result of the Rotherham inquiry exposed that same crimes are happening in other cities of the UK.
在調查的結果呢，就發現到呢，原來在英國的其他市都有同類的事發生。
Another small, nice city came under the spotlight.
有另一個小的城市呢，就焦點又集中咗喺嗰度啦。
And unless you have been following the news, you wouldn't have guessed which city it is.
除非咧你係有聽新聞啦，如果唔係咧，你萬萬都估唔到係邊一個城市。
Would you care to guess which city?
你要估唔估到係邊另一個城市喺邊度啊
？The city of Oxford.
就係牛津市。
The city of universities.
就係充滿大學嘅一個牛津市。
A city with a unique academic atmosphere.
呢個城市咧係充滿咗好學術性嘅氣氛。
A city of learnings and culture.
係一個城文化嘅城市，一個學習嘅城市。
A city of technology and research.
係科技嘅城市，研究嘅城市。
In Oxford, in the past 15 years.
喺牛津喺過去十五年啊
，That is between 1998 to 2013。
就係從1998年至到2013年。
It was found that 373 underage schoolgirls were systematically groomed by adult men。
就發現咧，有370名嘅未成年少女咧，係集體嘅被一啲組織氹
，and then drugged。
然後咧，氹咗之後就俾毒品去食
，and then passed around for sex，
然之後將佢哋逐個輪奸
，and then beaten，
打佢哋
，threatened，
恐嚇佢哋
，controlled，
控制佢哋
，finally bought and sold as child prostitutes，
而最後咧逼佢哋去賣淫。
This went on for 15 years in Oxford。
呢類嘅事竟然咧係發生咗15年啦喺牛津。
And before such thing was discovered in Oxford,
咁喺牛津呢啲事被發現之前
，the first discovery was about Rotherham.
第一宗嘅呢一類嘅案件咧，被發現嘅咧係喺 Rotherham 呢個城市。
In Rotherham, during the last 16 years,
喺 Rotherham 就喺過去16年啦
，1,400 underage girls were abused in similar manners.
總共有1400個未成年的少女咧，就係用同樣的手法嚟被騙、被侮辱。
After 15 years，
15年之後
，Finally arrests were made。
咁終於咧，犯案嘅人被捕。
Prosecution of the perpetrators began。
咁呢啲犯人就被檢控啦。
This began only in 2013。
係2013年先至開始檢控。
It has triggered an outcry in the UK.
咁喺英國咧引起公憤啦。
People ask, why was this crime allowed to go on for 15 long years?
有啲人就問，點可能呢類嘅罪案啊係發生咗15年啊
？This is the UK.
呢度係英國喎。
Why was it not stopped earlier?
點解唔早啲有人去？制止呢啲事咧
？So an independent inquiry, a commission, look into the details.
咁所以呢個獨立嘅調查就要去調查呢啲事啦。
And they found faults with the police force.
咁佢哋就發覺咧，警察方面出問題。
The social services also.
社會嘅服務又出問題。
And some teachers.
還有老師到實職。
When some girls who were victims report to the police.
當嗰啲受害人啊，呢啲女仔咧報警嘅時候
，The police thought that they were exaggerating the details。
啲警察咧就以為佢哋咧係誇張咗事實。
Look at you, girls. It can't be true。
睇下你呢個女仔都唔方講得真啦。
These victim girls were treated by the police as bad girls。
呢啲 受害的女仔咧，警察睇佢哋咧，係一啲壞女孩嚟嘅。
Bleeding all over your hair and your trousers。
點解你嘅滿頭都係流血啦？你衫都有血跡啊
？As if the police are saying，
即係彷彿呢啲警察咧講緊。
Women and girls should know your place。
女人或者女仔啊，哦，你應該知道自己嘅本分。
If you are found in the wrong place at the wrong time。
如果你係唔應該嘅時候出現喺一個唔應該出現嘅地方
，then rape even death is to be expected。
咁你都估到係會被人強姦，係會死嘅啦。
But the police didn't say in these words。
咁當然啦，警察咧就唔會咁樣講嘅。
But the implication, the attitude is this。
但係佢哋背後嘅思想態度就係咁啊。
You asked for it。
你自找麻煩。
You are the cause of the problem。
你本身就係人呢個問題嘅起因啦。
A gang of 9 men, all Pakistani of origin, were charged.
咁一共咧有九個印巴籍嘅男人被控。
One accused replied to the police in this way.
其中一個被控者對警察咁講。
I thought the girl was 17 years old.
哦，我以為依個女仔已經17歲啦。
Which means it's not my fault. I didn't break any law.
意思咧，即係話，都唔係我嘅錯啊，我都冇犯案啊。
As if the man was saying he didn't know the girl was underage。
即係話佢話我都唔知個女仔其實係未成年。
As if the man want to say，
就好似咧，佢係想咁講。
If the girls were 17 or older， it would be right to drug and rape them。
咁即係佢嘅意思係，即係假如依個女仔係滿17歲啊，咁就可以強姦佢啦。
What excuse is this？
咁呢個係咩藉口嚟嘅
？The intents of the thoughts of man's heart are continuously evil。
人內在嘅思想係極其嘅罪惡。
What's wrong with this attitude？
呢種態度真係好大嘅問題。
What's the problem with the man？
呢個人真係有咩問題
？What's wrong with the UK society and the UK law？
呢個整個英國嘅社會同埋法律睇嚟都係有問題。
Because The UK law allows people to have sex with each other if both parties are 16 years old or older.
因為英國法律容許，假如雙方呢兩個細蚊仔係16歲以上咧，佢哋自愿嘅話係可以有性行為。
And I quote from BBC on an article called Advice.
咁我就截錄咗 BBC 嘅説話，就係一篇文章講。
I quote in UK.
佢嗰篇文章就咁講，喺英國
，People have to be 16 or older to have sex legally。
要合法嘅有性行為咧，呢個人咧必須係要有16歲或以上。
To have underage sex is a criminal offence in the UK。
與未成年嘅人有性行為咧，係一件刑事案。
So does it mean that once you're 16 or older, it's okay to have sex?
換言之，咁係咪即係話緊，如果你係16歲或以上咧，咁你有性行為就得咧
？If you reach 16 to have sex, it's legal.
咁個法律就係講16歲或以上有性行為咧係合法嘅。
But just because you're 16 or older doesn't mean you're ready for sex.
但係即使你係16歲或以上啊，都唔等於你係準備好。去同人有呢一種關係。
Do what feels right for you。
你應該去諗下點樣做係對你係最好。
Just make sure you understand what sex is all about。
必須要明白啊，性行為係咩一回事。
You must understand how to have safe sex, how to use contraceptives。
你要知道點樣安全嘅性行為，要用避孕套啊等等。
You must know how to protect yourself from consequences.
你要學去保護自己，以免你要遭受一啲唔好嘅結果。
The pregnancy，
譬如懷孕啦。
Or sexually transmitted diseases，
或者患性病啊。
Or you must avoid having broken hearts，
又或者咧，要保護你自己唔好心碎啊。
Which means suffering。
意思咧就係痛苦啦。
Don't do anything you're not completely comfortable with。
啊，你唔舒服嘅，你覺得唔舒服嘅、唔自然嘅，咁你唔好做啦。
End quote。
啊，咁就講完。
What type of advice is this？
呢啲咁樣嘅意見係咩意見
？What society is this？
呢種嘅社會係咩社會
？What country is this？
係咩一個國家呢度
？How can a country give advice to children like this？
點一個國家點可以向一啲兒童咁樣嚟到俾意見呢
？You alone are most important。
成日都係講你啊，你啊，你啊，你咧就係最重要啦。
If you feel comfortable about something, do it。
如果你覺得舒服，咁你就做咯。
If you don't feel comfortable completely, don't do it。
如果你唔覺得舒服，就唔做啦。
If you know how to protect yourself, just do it。
你知道點樣保護自己嘅時候，你就做啦。
If you don't protect yourself, you can blame yourselves。
如果你唔識得保護自己嘅，咁你就怪你自己啦。
Yourself。
唔係乜都係你。
Self。
都係你。
Is this not selfishness?
難道呢啲唔係自私咩
？Just because you feel comfortable and know how to protect yourself.Doesn't make it right to have sex.
就算你覺得舒服啊，你識得保護自己之後啊，都唔等於你應該去同人發生性行為。
What's wrong with this country?
呢個國家出現咗咩毛病啊
？The Bible contains God's code of conduct for mankind.
聖經係包含咗神對人類嘅行為守則。
Let's read one more time, Genesis chapter 2:23-25.
我哋再睇翻創世記嘅第二章。第23至25节
Chapter 2:23-25 And the man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman or wife because she was taken out of man. For this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed.We are reminded here that sex is for husband and wife.
咁喺呢度咧，圣经就提醒我哋，性只系限于夫妻之间。
This section of the Bible is about the first husband and wife.
呢个段落咧系讲嘅系第一对嘅夫妻。
It's about the first marriage.
系关于第一段嘅婚姻。
How they began to have sex.
佢哋点样开始有性交
？A man cleaves to his wife.And the two become one flesh.
就是男人与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
The man loves the wife and cherishes her.
男人珍惜他的太太。
The man is also taught to remain faithful to the wife.
神亦都教这个男人要对这个女人忠心。
God tells us,
神告诉我们
Sex is for husband and wife.
性是只是限于夫妻之间。
Sex should be pure and holy.
性是应该是纯洁的、圣洁的。
Sex is not for someone's selfish satisfaction.
性呢不是为了一个人自私的满足。
Sex is not for the selfish human.
性亦都不是为自私的人而设的。
Sex is not for the arrogant and the violent.
性不是为那些骄傲啊暴力的人而設的。
Both husband and wife need to be protected by marital commitment.
丈夫和妻子双方都是受婚约来到保护。
Which means sex between husband and wife is good if the sex life is protected by mutual marital commitment.
意思就是说假如性的生活受到这个婚约保护，夫妻之间的性生活是好的。
Because if the commitment is broken,
因为如果这个婚约破裂
immediately the sex life between husband and wife will be spoiled.
那马上呢，夫妻之间的性生活呢，受到污点了。
Actually, the family will be spoiled.
事实上呢，整个家庭啊，都会蒙上污点。
Sex without commitment and love is harmful.
性生活性行為，但係卻冇彼此嘅委身同埋相愛咧，係有害嘅。
Sex without commitment destroys lives and families.
性如果係冇彼此嘅委身咧，係只會破壞人生嘅。
Actually, without commitment and love, even husband and wife will be hurt.
事實上啊，如果夫妻之間冇彼此嘅委身同埋相愛咧，佢哋之間都會彼此嘅傷害。
And lives will be destroyed.
咁人生咧都會被破壞。
Sex, husband and wife need to be protected by commitment.
所以夫妻之間嘅性生活咧，係需要受到呢個婚約嚟到保護。
Just as children need to be protected by a stable, loving relationship between father and mother.
就正如兒女、小孩子。 他们如果是要平稳地成长，他们都需要见到父母的一个相爱的关系。
This is God's code of conduct for men.
这个就是神给人的一个行为守则了。
How different this is from the law we have in the UK.
你看看这个行为守则和英国的法律几不同。
I must close.
我要结束了。
Rotherham and Oxford are just the tip of an iceberg.
Rotherham 同埋牛津呢两个城市犯嘅案件呢，都系冰山一角啫。
Nor is India the only country in the world where a woman has no place in society.
喺呢个世界里边，印度亦都唔系唯一一个国家系认为女人系冇地位。
Just as the Bible tells us from the beginning of Genesis.
正如圣经一开始同我哋讲。
The whole world is in constant moral decline.
整个世界啊，道德上都一路堕落紧。
Why is that?
点解呢？
Because people reject God.
系因为人拒绝神。
People reject God's code of conduct for man.
人唔要神所设定嘅行为守则。
The Bible in your hand is God's code of conduct for mankind.
你手上嘅圣经啊。就是神给人的行为守则。
Peoples and countries have rejected God and do not pay attention to God's words.
人和国家，整个国家拒绝神，不要神，不理神的时候。
When countries legislate laws, they do not pay attention to God's word.
当一个国家如果去定法律的时候，不理神的圣经。
The consequence is global moral decline.
咁结果咧就会系全球性嘅道德堕落啦。
Decline is inevitable.
以致堕落系无可避免嘅。
We must repent.
我哋必须要悔改。
We humans must return to the Bible and live by that code of conduct.
人类啊，我哋啊必须要回转翻去神嘅说话里边，同埋去守神俾我哋嘅行为守则。
Only when God changes humans from people who are selfish to people who are self-giving,
唯有当神去将我们改变，从一个自私的人变成一个舍己的人，
to make us like God himself,
将我们变成一个好像神自己这样的性情，
only then will there be a lasting solution to our problem.
唯有这样啊，才是一个彻底的针对道德堕落的一个解决。
And lastly, I have a few words to say to you, young people.
而最后，我有几句说话想同少年人讲。
You are growing up in a very hostile environment.
你喺一个非常恶劣嘅环境底下成长。
At school.
喺学校。
At home.
喺家里边。
On the street.
喺街上。
In the shops.
喺一个商店里边。
On the internet.
喺网上。
On the TV.
电视上。
There are many, many bad things that you can get in touch with.
你可以接觸到好多好壞嘅嘢。
My dear children, choose friends that are good, not bad.
我親愛嘅孩子，你要選擇一啲好嘅同伴。
Avoid bad company.
去避開嗰啲壞嘅同伴。
Say no to bad people.
去同嗰啲壞人講不。
Say no to bad examples.
去同嗰啲壞嘅榜樣講不。
Don't do what they do.
唔好跟佢哋去做嗰啲。
Don't play what they play.
唔好同佢哋玩佢哋玩嘅。
Don't say what they say.
唔好讲佢哋讲嘅嘢。
Don't learn their attitudes.
唔好学佢哋嗰种态度。
Learn from the good examples.
去向嗰啲好嘅榜样学。
Learn from the Bible.
向圣经学。
I wish you all the best.
我祝你哋幸福。
I recommend you to watch this documentary on Storyville, BBC.
我推荐大家咧。在 BBC 上面看看这个纪录片是 Storyville 的
India's Daughter
印度的女儿
Let us close in prayer
我们祈祷结束